We're going to start, though, this morning with the shocking story of the assault and robbery of an elderly woman in Killarney. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following the situation. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got Labour Councillor for Killarney, Councillor Marie Maloney, with Sinead Kelleher of the Kerryman newspaper. Sinead, I'll start with you. Look, what exactly do we know about what happened here? It's understood the victim is a US tourist, is that right?
That's correct, Gerry. Obviously, this happened on Monday evening in the town around 8:30 p.m. on Port Road in Killarney, which is right beside our Killarney National Park. And what we know at this point is that the woman was walking along when her handbag was snatched, and the thief ran with the handbag, but obviously dropped that in the meantime and stole the cash from the bag, but left the bag behind. Also, during this tussle, I presume, for the handbag, the woman suffered minor injuries. Now, at this point, we don't know exactly where her injuries are, but we understand that she suffered a head injury, which may be a minor cut to her head, and also a possible broken arm during the incident. Now, it was a very frightening and terrifying incident to have your handbag snatched. It's absolutely very upsetting for the town of Killarney to have anyone attack the town, not alone a tourist.
Yeah, fairly shocking. And Gardaí, I know they were canvassing in the area, I know, in the aftermath, but they're looking for witnesses in relation to it.
Yes, and this morning again they have reiterated that appeal. They're looking for anyone that would have been in the area around 8:30 p.m. on Monday evening to come forward, or any dash cam from cars that would be passing. That's quite a busy road. I mean, this happened, it was still daylight. You know, I know it's 8:30 in the evening, but it hasn't got dark now in the evenings anymore, so it's quite bright. There would have been a lot of people passing. It's a busy route, so they were looking for dash cam evidence or any witnesses. Now, it was a lone male that undertook this incident. And they fled across the road towards the Dedoch River, so jumped the wall across the road from Port Road and fled that way. So maybe someone in the park area may have seen them, or along that kind of area. You know, any help would be appreciated, I think, for Gardaí. And that's what the Chamber and Council have been calling for. You know, this needs to be resolved and to get, you know, people that did this brought to justice.
Yeah, quite an unusual event, particularly, I suppose, in the centre of Killarney town in the tourist season, in relative daylight, that something like this would happen, Sinead.
In fairness, it is a very isolated incident, but nonetheless very upsetting, and very upsetting for this lady in question, who's in her 80s and was on holidays with her husband to the town, to have this happen to her. But yes, it would be an isolated incident, and we would hate to see anything like this happen in any town. And of course, everyone's sympathy is with the lady who has been injured.
Okay, all right, Sinead, listen, thanks for filling us in on the details on that. Councillor Marie Maloney, good morning to you. This is a shocking incident to happen to somebody, to anyone, let alone an 80-year-old or a woman in her 80s enjoying some holiday time in Killarney.
Absolutely, Gerry. Good morning to you, and good morning to listeners and Sinead. Yes, Gerry, I spoke with the Gardaí yesterday to find out exactly what did happen. This lady and her husband, visiting Killarney, were in town, had a meal, and of course, being the beautiful evening that it was, strolled back to their accommodation in the Port Road. A man came from behind, grabbed her handbag, and in the process knocked her to the ground, damaged her arm pretty badly, which necessitated an ambulance. And like Sinead said, jumped over the wall, into the river, and on an international park, apparently. I was speaking with a man last night who actually was within seconds of the incident happening. He pulled out of his brother's house in the Port Road and was driving towards Killarney. He noticed the elderly couple walking along, and the third person behind him, who was looking sideways. He thought he was looking to see, would I go to the left of him or the right of him to overtake them? And he drove off, thinking no more of it, but he is giving a statement to the Gardaí this morning.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, for anyone to be mugged, is a terrifying thing to happen to them. But it's to do this to an elderly couple, it was absolutely despicable. Of course, knowing that none of them could give chase, of course, and just saw the opportunity, grabbed the bag and ran off with it.
Yeah. And look, minor injuries is the official classification, as Sinead was talking about there, but any injury to somebody in their 80s isn't minor, and that doesn't even go, as the point was made, to the psychological impact of an assault like this.
Absolutely, and I mean, hasn't it just marred their visit to Killarney? Like, I mean, I've been a year as mayor, everywhere I went, telling people about the wonderful town we have and how safe it is and what a wonderful place it is to visit, and then someone comes and visits us and this happens, it just puts a bad taste in their mouth and leaves them, you know, with a terrible ordeal on their holiday. It's absolutely terrible. But Jerry, that road is so used for walkers. I know a lot of people, particularly in the winter, believe it or not, because when it's dark out in the country and they can't walk, they drive into Lidl's, park their car, and they do the loop of the town down that road and around because it's well lit up. So it is a place that is used pretty much for walking, for walkers. And then you have the playground across the way for the children when you have mothers with buggies and children going down along that area. So it's a well-used area, and it is well lit up, even though it was bright on this occasion. But I suppose, being that beautiful the evening it was, the couple decided to stroll back to their accommodation. But, you know, it's terrible, and it's a bad indictment in our town that this would happen, you know?
Yeah, look, and as we said, it's an isolated incident. Thankfully, this doesn't happen very often at all, but you would want and you would hope that, I suppose, the person responsible would be apprehended and that message to go out clearly that the Gardaí are on top of things and this sort of behaviour won't be tolerated.
They are. I spoke with the Gardaí last night, and they are hopeful to apprehend the culprit. For once, you know, we're always saying we don't have enough Gardaí on the street. We don't have enough. Even the guards are saying they don't have enough Gardaí. But on this occasion, the guards were actually in the town, in the squad car, and were on the scene within literally a minute of it happening. So they were there straight away, but he was still gone, you know.
Yeah.
But they are doing their best now, and it will be no harm to catch him. We need to stop this kind of incident in Killarney Town or anywhere, to be honest about it. Nobody wants to be mugged and certainly robbed, and then if you're on your holiday, then how do we know whether that was the cash they had or whatever? We don't know what they had. I don't know what the lady had. But look, all I can say is that I wish that lady a speedy recovery, and I hope it won't leave her with a bad taste in her mouth for Killarney. And I know that if there's anything the people of Killarney can do, they will, because that's the way the people of Killarney are. They're like that. They step up to the mark if there's an incident and people need help, and we will be there if they need help with anything.
Yeah. Marie, on a separate issue, you mentioned the Port Road there. It's about to get a lot busier from today because of the roadworks which are taking place on the Rock Road, starting today and lasting for 3 months, which means traffic coming in from the Tralee side to the Cleaney roundabout will have to go either right down that road or left on the bypass to enter access to Killarney Town Centre. You also have the situation of the announced works over the next month or so, up to and including the day of the local elections on the 7th of June in Kilcommon, associated with the connections for the sewerage scheme there. Look, on the positive, these things are to improve the situations, the water quality, as well as the access and the cycle routes and everything for that road. But Kilcommon and Killarney in for a difficult couple of months.
Absolutely, Jerry, and of course, and needless to say, the people of Kilcommon they're quite upset by it, because they were looking forward to getting the whole works done and getting the road completely resurfaced again, and then we find that there's another 17 at the moment. We were told there was 23 more connections to be made. For 3 weeks, the road will fully close. Now, I have spoken to the contractor at length about this, and I asked him. He said that he would close on a Monday morning after the kids gone to school after 9 o'clock, and it would reopen again Friday around 12 or half 12 for the weekend. I'm hoping he will keep his promise on that one. At least they'll have it open at the weekend. But look, it needs to be done. But these works are going to go on a lot longer than the 3 weeks, because the contractor told me that after that period it would be stop and go. So it will take a while.
It won't be. The severest part will be until then, but there will be still works on the road after that date in order for them to finish the road off.
Under a stop and go system, there will be more works. I don't know exactly how long it will take to get all the works done, but following that, then there will be a full resurface of the road put back into the condition that the contractor sounded with first date. So as councillors, we're on top of that and making sure that it will be put back. Every one of us have reiterated that it has to be put back into the condition it was in when they came, because at the moment it's there, you know, there are manhole covers that are rattling when you're driving over them, and continuous potholes coming in the road. But we're trying to keep on top of that, try and keep them, filling them up, but at least the weather's got a bit better. But they were being filled and the rain was washing them out again. So it has been a tough time for people using that road. And the thing about it is, we were told it would be the 1st of January last year and finished in October, and here we are nearly 6 or 7 months later and it's still not done, you know.
Yeah.
So it has been a tough time for people, yeah. And with regard to town, you're right, it will eventually be fantastic, the cycle lanes and things. The money was approved about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and has to work again, has to be done by October or we lose the money. So that work is going on. It will affect people who would use driving down, straight down the Rock Road, say, into Killarney. I actually never drive down into Killarney that way, because normally you're trying to get around, you have to go around either left or right to get to the back of the town and come up the town. But some people do use it. They will not be able to drive into town now for the next few months, but anyone coming out in the evening will be able to drive up the Rock Road to get out. So it will be inconvenient to people, there's no doubt about that. But look, you know, we have to get the work done. Unfortunately, it is going to disrupt people, but it needs to be done, and it needs to be done before October to draw down the money.
Yeah, and it has to be done. I suppose it is the message, Marie, that this will all be worth it in the end.
Well, of course. Otherwise, I hope we wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't worth it in the end. But it is. But like, I suppose, coming into a busy summer season, for some reason, it always seems to be the summer season when these works are being carried out. But this one was because of the department granting the money when they did grant it and putting the time stipulation on us to have the work done.
Yeah.
But it will be, and I know there will be safer cycling routes for children and for adults as well when it is finished.